This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Did you hear that the moon and Mars are the same thing? That's what self-deluded people are saying after the president clumsily put out a tweet this weekend saying, and I quote, "For all of the money we are spending, NASA should not be talking about the moon. We did that 50 years ago. They should be..." I should read it as him, huh? They should be focused on the much bigger things we are doing, including Mars, parentheses, of which the moon is a part. Defense and science. See, I'm not good at impressions, so it probably makes it worse that I read it as him. Because that, believe it or not, that was my Donald Trump impression. So that stunk, I'm sure. So maybe that's not good. So this is one of those things where we're looking at the same thing. There's this meme, or not a meme, but a graph, right? And it's talking about what perception is. Let me see if I can find it here. Perception image. Well, here's one. It's not the one I was thinking of, but it's somebody looking at a number 6 or a number 9 on its side, and depending what end you're on, one person is seeing a 6 and the other person is seeing a 9. And that's kind of what we're seeing here with that Donald Trump tweet. See, he doesn't do himself any favors because I think he rushes through his tweets. I'm not going to say he's dumb. That's dumb to say that he's dumb. He might be average IQ'd. I don't think he's dumb. I think that's probably unfair. But he's very sloppy with how he puts together his sentences, so he doesn't help himself. But some of people that I saw, my friends, mostly comedians, again, they're so humorless. So they said, basically, "What an idiot. The moon is not a part of Mars, dummy." And then they made memes with, stole memes from other funnier people's pages and then posted those memes. It drives me insane when these comedians just post memes that other people made. Can't you make your own funny stuff? I don't know where you're taking other people's stuff for. So they did that all weekend. And the other part of that is the moon, what I think normal people see, who aren't ideological, said that the moon is part of the bigger overall plan, meaning Mars. He just worded it really badly. But people are so, they won't even give him a fair shake on that and, like, understand. Because I gave it to my friends. And they're smart. They have high IQs. And they're also, they hate Donald Trump. So I said, okay, let me see what these guys think about this. And I let them read it. And I said, what is this saying? And because they're logical, they went, yeah, it's sloppily written, but they're saying that the moon is part of the bigger overall plan, which is Mars. Right. Of course it is, because that's what normal people say. And then you get it. I see these... You're just waiting for Politico or something to fact check whether the moon was a part of Mars. Obviously, that's not the case. And do you really honestly believe in your heart of hearts that the president that you don't like, I get it, but that he thinks that the moon and the Mars, moon and the Mars, wait, what? Am I having a stroke? He doesn't really think that the moon and Mars are one thing. That's what I'm trying to say. That's insane to say that. And I was waiting for it, and boom! Sure enough, within minutes, Washington Post, fact check. What is the moon? And it's a snarky piece about how the moon and Mars are not the same thing. That it's different things. Yeah, we know. And then what they'll do is put it in a lie column for him. Another lie that he told. And they'll put it in that column. He said that the moon and Mars are one thing. Nope, that was a lie. Pants on fire. It's really amazing what's going on the internet. It's made us more smart and more dumb than we've ever been. It's made people ideological. These atheists are religious with this stuff. It's really annoying. I hope this sounds good. I'm recording this just talking into an iPad. So it might even sound better. I don't know. So I'm going to put this up. I guess I'll just put it up now. I'll upload it. If you're listening to The Bone ever, I'm going to be on the Mike Halter Show Thursday and Friday, which is the 12th and 13th. I'm going to be just kind of hanging out with them. So that's cool. Mike's gone. Mike's in Japan, but Galvin's hosting, and Galvin seems to like me for some reason. So be hanging out with them, and tune in 6 to 10. That's going to be a rough rest of the week. 6 to 10, and then I got to go to my day job and then come home and maybe take a nap for 3 hours and then eat something and then go back and do Stay Woke from midnight to 1, come home for 3 hours, wake up, and go back again for the next 2 days. So that's going to be interesting, but it'll be super fun. You don't need to sleep all the time. I think you can get away with not sleeping for a few days. It's not the end of the world. Just take little naps. You can't do that for too long, but, you know, then it's the weekend after that. So it'll be cool. All right, 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMB Radio is the website. If you're listening to this, you're already subscribed to the podcast, probably. But if you're not, go to iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you get your pods. Put in HMB Radio, Tampa Bay. HMB Radio is probably enough. And hit subscribe. Give it 5 stars while you're there. It only takes a second. Really, really, really helps me out. So I appreciate you doing that. And I'm going to put these out periodically when I can. Podcasts come out. Regular shows come out on Tuesday morning at 6. And then I'll put these out just whenever I kind of feel like it, whenever I can. Is that it? Yep. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.